Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Storm season is upon us. We are getting named storms earlier than usual. Most people begin to pay attention to hurricanes, but recently Tropical Storm Isaias played havoc on the East Coast. As an environmental scientist, I always want to know about every storm, but pardon the cliche, I am always looking for the cloud with the silver lining. The positive takeaway that Isaias was a fast-moving storm. Years ago, Superstorm Sandy stalled over the Northeast, causing major damage. Isaias was through in a matter of hours, but sadly, in some areas, it caused devastation. A tropical storm and hurricane consists of a series of cells comprised of cumulonimbus clouds. Those are the clouds that are super tall, raising all the way up to like sometimes 40,000 feet, and they are just filled with moisture. Well, often at the end of the rotation of all of these cumulonimbus clouds in a tropical storm or hurricane, there is a rotation of winds, and that can cause tornadoes. A tornado was recorded as an EF3, and it destroyed towns in North Carolina. An aerial view showed devastations, like totally demolished homes, like leveled. Sad to say for those people that are there, towns will have a total rebuild. Hurricanes begin when winds are sustained at 74 miles per hour. And many times people just, I guess, sort of the human nature, it's like, oh, it's only a tropical storm. Well, Isaias had many gusts close to this number. And when it passed by my home, I live in the Northeast, there were many winds around 70 miles per hour. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. I was blessed because my house was spared any damage. My neighbor had a tree take out the power lines to her home. Currently, I am running power to her house. Because we live in a secluded part of town on a dead-end road, she will be one of the last to have power restored. Because, hey, it makes sense. They're going to go right away looking for places where there are blocks that are out or, you know, major sectors of a town that are out with power. And our town does have that. So I recognize that she may be without power for a while. But after the storm, as I walked through town, there were trees down in many locations, ripping out power lines, closing many roads, and sadly, a few landing on homes. And, you know, where I live in a secluded area, all you typically hear here are birds. And now all you hear are chainsaws and the chippers from treemans and their trucks. These are long days where I start up the chainsaw and the leaf blower and help out wherever I can. So many neighbors are helping each other, and that's really what America is all about. I wrote a little comment here. This is what makes America a special place when there is some type of disaster and everyone is just out there saying, what can I do for you? And that's what makes our country so great. Here is a short meteorological lesson. Water off the coast of Africa is where we get unnamed tropical depressions. Depending on the Atlantic Ocean water temps, they can make their way all the way across the ocean and into the tropics below the U.S. Remember, fuel for these storms is warm water. As you look at typical ocean temps near Puerto Rico and the islands that are there, they are usually above 80 degrees Fahrenheit. So with this being said, this is the perfect fuel for a tropical storm or hurricane. People often ask me, well, so how do you know, like, when it's coming towards continental U.S., you know, when it's getting towards the tip of Florida, Gulf of Mexico, well, how do you know where it's going to go? Well, watch typical weather patterns across our country, and you will see high and low pressure. Well, there are either large high and low pressure systems, which will help steer the storm in a specific direction. So that's what meteorologists are taking a look at. And if we happen to have a quiet pattern, now the storm will find its way into places that sometimes it typically will not go to. So that's how we can sort of predict, because the forecasters, which are all top meteorologists, develop a projected pathway they believe the storm will take. When you watch the news and they have compiled many forecasts, you will actually see an overlay of all of them. This is called a spaghetti model. It just looks like a bunch of different color strings. Each string is for a different forecaster, and they're making that prediction. Well, from this, we look at the outer projections of all those forecasts, and this gives us what we call is the cone of uncertainty. The storm can take any one of those paths, but please remember my grandfather, my nonno, his saying, the weather does as it pleases. So you see, we need to always make sure that we are prepared. So for that, I'm telling you to go onto Facebook and go to my Joey B Outdoors Facebook page, and you can download there my storm prep page. Here I discuss what to do pre, so before the storm, during the storm, because there's different things that we must, just keep checking on during the storm so we can be safe. And then post, well, what do you do right after the storm? Example, I talk about down power lines, etc. So things you just need to know. I would say this, print that and place it on your fridge. Hopefully you never need it, but in all likelihood, sometime you probably will. And, you know, that may help you out and even save you. Storm season is just starting, so let's be prepared so that our family, friends, and neighbors can all be safe. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.